This is Fenton Dunn, and you're very welcome. No corporate candy floss news, no political spin. Truth Radio by Internet. Here, the expression is still free. You're on the inside track from breakfornews.com. It's Tuesday, the 8th of February at 10 p.m. Eastern, and you're very welcome to the inside track on breakfornews.com. With thanks, as ever, to our sponsor, neemwell.com, N-E-E-M-W-E-L-L.com, your personal source for potent Indian neem. Check them out, or email Kathy about your medical needs. That's K-A-T-H-Y at neemwell.com. And this is Fenton Dunn reporting with a special show following on from developments yesterday. Dan Hopsicker will be our guest on the show today, and I'll explain exactly why. He's been on before, if you remember, speaking about Genesis Intermedia. That's a company which ceased to trade in 2001, and it was a creation of Adnan Khashoggi, the Saudi arms dealer who played a key role in the Iran-Contra scandal and whom Hopsicker has linked to the 9/11 issue. So, we just spoke last week to Dan Hopsicker with no idea that this was coming out, but yesterday, an investment analyst whose positive reports had helped raise the stock of Genesis Intermedia, he was arrested on charges that he failed to disclose that he received $100,000 in cash and $1 million worth of shares of Genesis Intermedia stock. The FBI and the SEC say that he got those payments from the company to falsely promote their stock. Indeed, he hyped up their stock on CNN, CNBC and Bloomberg Television, describing it as very hot speculative pick with business that was exploding in revenues. Well, whatever about the revenues, the share price exploded, going from $6 to $15, partly because of Courtney Smith's enthusiastic promotion. However, by September 2001, with the company's losses topping $100 million, NASDAQ halted trading of the company's stock on the 25th of September 2001. That was around the same time I brought out my second investigatory article on the 9/11 attacks just 14 days beforehand. In the meantime, there have been allegations that Genesis Intermedia was engaging in fraudulent activity on the internet and in other schemes which it operated. It's probably most well known for products such as Ab Twister, and of course, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, from the original book by Dr. John Gray. And Dan Hopsicker, of course, has previously on the show discussed with us his concerns about Gray's involvement in the 9/11 truth movement. And considering the focus on journalists in recent times and the sources of their funding, you can bet that this one's going to run and run. Anyhow, that's the background. At least it's the background that's in the mainstream media. What you're about to hear will not be in the New York Times tomorrow. And even in this discussion, I think we'll probably only scratch the surface. This goes absolutely everywhere, from Skull and Bones to Adnan Khashoggi to Barry Seal to Mohammed Atta, back up to Mike Rupert into John Gray. All over some very key issues which have been occupying our attention ever since September the 11th, 2001. So we have some further interesting revelations and speculations about the developing Genesis Intermedia story. I've been burning the midnight oil since yesterday's development, and I know Dan Hopsicker never stops burning the midnight oil. Dan is joining us on the line right now. Dan, you're very welcome to the Inside Track. And I bet that news about Genesis Intermedia really made your day.
Now I'm going to get to tell the Genesis Intermedia story, which is so rich.
Hey, you know, I thought you might be just a little bit pleased. And the Associated Press report on that story, Dan, ends with the following paragraph. Genesis' biggest lender and shareholder was Adnan Khashoggi, a Saudi Arabian millionaire known for his role as a middleman between former President Ronald Reagan's administration and its arms sales to Iran. So it's not as if the links here are being hidden. There's something going down, that's for sure.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I was pleasantly surprised. You want to know how I found out, first heard about Genesis Intermedia?
Mm-hmm.
It goes all the way back to Barry Seal. I, at a certain point, halfway through writing Barry and the Boys, became, which was about the biggest drug smuggler in American history, who was also, not coincidentally, a lifelong CIA agent. Halfway through writing the book, I became uninterested in romantic tales of drug pilots skimming over the waves of the Gulf of the Atlantic, you know, bringing in loads and their adventures. I determined that bringing narcotics into the U.S. with the right connections is no more eventful than driving a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder where the money went and still goes, okay? And I had access to Barry Seal's files, okay? I mean,
right.
No one else has actually, Sally Denton and Roger Morris, who wrote a book about Barry, had access to it, but not completely the way I did. And I began to track money flows. One gentleman who became instantly of interest to me was Barry Seal's attorney, a man by the name of Michael Roy Fugler,
mm-hmm.
a man who was currently suing me for his portrayal in the book. Michael Roy Fugler incorporated three or four interesting companies, one which had a contract with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Institute or something in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
spooks. Another was called Netivation, and Netivation was going to be a way Republicans raised money on the Internet
mm-hmm.
to fund their campaigns. And the guy that Netivation signed up as their poster boy was a guy who supposedly pursuing Barry Seal's drug smuggling organization, but he never did very much, a guy by the name of Asa Hutchinson, who was the prosecuting attorney in the district in Arkansas where Barry Seal was bringing in $5 billion worth of cocaine at the same time Seal was doing it, and he must have heard the C-123 military cargo jets thundering overhead, but apparently Asa Hutchinson was an incurious sort and never discovered what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael Roy Fugler's tied with Asa Hutchinson, a guy who was supposed to be out trying to get Michael Roy Fugler in Seal's organization, and then Asa Hutchinson gets appointed head of the DEA, which is certainly an interesting choice. Perhaps he will act as an industry advocate. Anyway, long story short,
mm.
in 1988, in Florida, Michael Roy Fugler incorporated a company for a man named Rami Albatrami, the principal in Genesis Intermedia.
Mm-hmm.
And the company was called, I believe, Nationwide Vans. And they rented vans, apparently. And I thought, well, there's an interesting cover for something. So Rami Albatrami, I mean, I was aware of him way back when. More recently, and here's I think, why we need to be talking about Genesis Intermedia and what happened. More recently, it turned out, according to a buddy of mine, a German writer, the same people we were supposed to be investigating were sponsoring the conferences that 9/11 investigators were going to speak at.
Yeah.
This began in Toronto, or may have began earlier. I mean, there was never an accounting done by any of the people. And it turns out that this guy, John Gray, the author of Men Are From Venus, Women Are From Mars, or wherever they're supposed to be from, who I discovered John Gray had owed his entire business success to Adnan Khashoggi,
mm-hmm.
as did Rami Albatrami, who's a Khashoggi lieutenant. Rami Albatrami ran a airline for Khashoggi in Miami in 1990 that was fingered. As having flown 23 tons of TOW missiles to Iran for Oliver North.
Right.
So, John Gray wrote this book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. The book was not a bestseller until almost a year later when his book and his company and his entire life was taken up by Adnan Khashoggi, who owned Genesis Intermedia. And Genesis Intermedia went out and did infomercials for John Gray.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're famous as well. For most people, where they would have come across them is stuff like Ab Twister, that kind of Internet
scams. Genesis Intermedia has been accused of a number of scams on the Internet. But once you saw Adnan Khashoggi's hand behind the funding of the 9/11 truth movement, all things became, you know, all things are not possible. I mean, you know, here you go. And you pay more attention to his companies and to Genesis Intermedia, and it's in the middle of a $250 million scam.
Yeah.
$250 million, I believe, is the figure bandied about as having been lost by investors. I mean, I'd gotten about as far as I could probing Mohammed Atta's connections in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And now here was a perfect opportunity. If Adnan Khashoggi was throwing money to obfuscate the 9/11 issue, okay, and to put forward people like Michael Rupert and Barry Zwicker, okay, and, you know, arguments that made no sense, then perhaps by investigating the cover-up, we could learn something more about the event itself and its perpetrators.
Well, one of the links you charted as well, besides those 9/11 links, was links into the broadcasting area through a similarly named Genesis network, Genesis Communications Network, which features stars such as Davon Kleist and Alex Jones of Infowars.com. In fact, you've tracked two of those Genesis communication networks.
Yeah. And neither one have been proven to be tied to Khashoggi's and Rami Abatrami's Genesis. Okay, there were suspicions in both cases, especially in the case of the Genesis Communications, which is headquartered in the same town in Minnesota. I mean, the story just got strange around when you began to look at Genesis. I mean, it turned out that, I mean, it's all one network. It turned out that an Iranian in San Diego with ties to the Saudi network that was infiltrating Middle Easterners into the U.S. for a dozen years before September 11th, mm-hmm. was the owner of the house where 39 cultists killed themselves in the Heaven's Gate case back in 1987. How is that? Is that just a strange coincidence? I don't think so. The Iranian guy, Sam the Sham is what I call him, came over after the Shah was deposed, so you would think perhaps he had Iranian intelligence connections. Sabak was the name of their apparently brutal intelligence mm-hmm. organization, and we brought, as we bring people that who work for us from around the world back to the States. And in fact, there's a dozen Iranian generals under the Shah living in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy would have come over here, and he would have made himself useful to his employers, his benefactors, in whatever way he could, wouldn't he?
Yep.
Oh, and now you're into just...
Yeah, the tendrils of this just go everywhere. They go too many places. Now, I know, and you've been upfront about saying there's no conclusive link between Genesis Communications Network and the Adnan Khashoggi Genesis Intermedia. However, there is one, you know, there's only a few people on Genesis Communications Network, Alex Jones, Davon Kleist. You've also got the Midas Report. Now, the thing is, however, that the Midas Report links into Bridges for Peace and links into people connected to George W. Bush and links into Fred, who we've had conversations about in the past.
Oh, God, that's right. Right.
So that, in other words, we can't say that there's no link that you would be interested in following up between Genesis Communications.
I am interested. Mm. I wouldn't have printed.
I know that.
I wouldn't have published speculation about both Genesis networks if I hadn't believed there was a connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet to be proven connection. But what I recall that Bridges for Peace thing, and you know, there you are. You're back into our Happy Fred guy, who part time is former President Bush's translator.
Yeah, exactly.
He's translated for the current President Bush as well, and yet he's a 9/11 activist, and seemingly a nice guy. It's hard to tell sometimes. I mean, I've done Alex Jones' show.
So have I.
I don't think it's necessary that I agree with everything that you may think is true, nor do I think it's necessary that you agree with everything I think is true. I think all that's necessary is that we both believe that the other person believes and has reasons which he will articulate for the positions that he takes. I didn't get a feeling from Alex Jones that he was fronting for something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that Dave Van Cleese guy has to be a stooge, because his arguments are just too ridiculous. That has to be just pure white noise, pure disinformation.
Okay, well, you got to call something, and you're calling that one, and that's good. And I agree with you that we have to be just a little bit careful. The way intelligence operations and the whole intelligence area works is that it is deliberately fog. So you've got to be careful about jumping to too many conclusions too quickly, and you've got to proceed carefully. So that's what I like about having discussions with you, is that we don't get caught up in what we might disagree on.
I'm an outsider, Finn.
Yes.
I'm trying to describe the game of baseball without having ever played it, okay? Which in some ways can be useful because you're forced to, you know, what does happen when somebody swings a bat through the air? You know, you're forced to, like, analyze things that are second nature to people who have been in that particular industry.
Okay, well, it gets curiouser and curiouser. Let's take a closer look at this move by the Department of Justice against this broadcaster. You're on the Inside Track. We'll be back with some more startling revelations about that in just a moment.
Lay back, hand on the
you're very welcome back to the Inside Track on BreakthroughNews.com. I'm with Dan Hopsicker, and we're discussing developments in the Genesis Intermediate story. Dan, one of the things that I noticed about that story is it's not the first time the Department of Justice have moved against these people. They've moved against Genesis Intermediate before, and this is when they charged a New Jersey man, Kenneth D'Angelo, on federal charges of conspiracy to commit securities fraud.
Arcane stuff, pal.
Yeah.
And I am your man. I am, so well-versed in this stuff. I can't believe it.
Hold on a second. I'll give you it's just a nice little piece of information about that. The indictment was handed out on September the 11th, 2003. So, September 11th indictment against this guy, D'Angelo. Yeah, tell me about him.
It was a complex scheme that ripped off as much as $250 million out of American equity markets. And who got left holding the bag were investors in a securities trading company called Native Nations, which was run by a very, I'm told on good authority, very attractive former actress, Native Indian, who got her start in finance as a secretary to junk bond king Michael Milken back in the mid-80s.
Yeah, this stuff links back into him as well. I mean, there's tendrils all over the place to Drexel. And by the way, too, in relation to this particular guy, D'Angelo, and they were punting around this Genesis Intermediate stock fraudulently, that tied into Deutsche Bank up in Canada. Not exactly a small player.
Yes. You begin to see the larger connections. For example, on the video playing on episode 4 of the Madcon Morning News show, I track Khashoggi through TV news clips from his in his major scandals in the U.S. In 76, the Lockheed bribery scandal, in 86, in Iran-Contra, and in 88 and 89 in BCCI, which is probably where Genesis Intermediate comes in, because Genesis Intermediate got going after BCCI got shut down in Tampa, Florida. And one of the guys doing business with Adnan Khashoggi in the Iran-Contra thing is Prince Bernard of the Netherlands. And your first thought is our buddy Rudy Dekkers, the Dutch guy, actually the two Dutch guys. And then Prince Bernard is also a member of the Bilderbergers, which is one of the conspiracy theories that conspiracy theorists really love, which is that this group called the Bilderbergers, which includes the wealthiest individuals, I guess, in the Western world, makes decisions behind the scenes, and indeed the owner, the past owner of Sequoia Pacific, the company that counts 1 in 3 American votes, Michael Smurfit, is a member of the Bilderbergers. Just oddly enough, I mean, there's strange coincidences piled on top of each other here.
Smurfit being a guy who's connected with Sequoia, which is in the voting machine business as well. And also, Nico Haupt, in a discussion with me, said that he could spend almost as long charting the Dutch connections to 9/11 as any American connections. And of course, we've got some big corporate base there, an oil corporate, Shell, are based there. And Shell were recently in the news, record profits, but of course they had a hard luck story, they're running out of oil. So please don't take our money away, we need it to find more oil.
Fenton, in terms of offering personal evidence, personal revelation on this subject, I've probably told you this before, and I go back to a few things. In a conversation with an insider at the Venice airport, he told me that after 9/11 he had attempted to investigate Rudy Dekkers further and been told, been waved off by the people he called, and told he didn't want to know anything about it, and told that Rudy Dekkers was bigger than national. He's transnational. That I keep coming back to, because we've got Dutch flight school owners and French and German associates of Mohammed Atta, another of which is I find out today is suing me. So this will be the third lawsuit for libel. One of Atta's associates, as related to me by Atta's girlfriend, and then as confirmed by the fact that he bought a flight school from a close associate of Muhammad Atta's.
Mm-hmm.
Is suing me. So that's the second one currently, and you know, this is a this becomes a significant cost to doing business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to come up with my legal costs are going to be I would imagine a couple grand a month.
Yeah.
I don't get money.
Yeah.
From foundations, and I don't get money from people that rip off widows and orphans like Rupert does, and I don't take money from cultists, people that associate with cultists, and that's pretty much, you know.
Yeah, your financial position sounds a lot like mine, Dan. You're not
you
on
know,
the gravy train.
A free press isn't free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a free press isn't free. So I'm not settling anything. In it, you know, I'm if I can't fight the lawsuits, there's no point in me being in business. So someone will either step forward and help us face this legal harassment, or, you know, sooner or later I'll just head on down the beach.
Well, listen, before you do, let's just get into this startling links which tie into this Genesis Intermediate True Department of Justice. That 2003 indictment handed down for the Securities and Exchange Commission fraud allegations, that was part of the Corporate Fraud Task Force, which was set up by President Bush in July 2002 to investigate fraud and corruption at U.S. corporations. Now, knowing that, I would want to know, if I was one of the Bush guys, is this guy a team player, as they say? Is he a team player? Whoever's going to head up this corporate fraud task force, I'd want to make sure that he is a team player. And, of course, it's headed up by Deputy Attorney General Robert McCallum. Now, Robert McCallum, formerly from Alston Byrd in Atlanta, Georgia, then he had a sort of meteoric rise into the civil division of the U.S. Department of Justice before heading up this task force on fraud. He's covered GW's ass on national security issues, challenges to presidential actions and stuff like that, and, you know, that is known around. What's not really as well known is that he was a classmate at Yale University with George Walker Bush.
Oh, my.
So the guy who's heading up the corporate...
Do you mean to tell me that, like, this could be one of those scandals we aren't able to get to the bottom of?
But the question I've got is, why would Department of Justice Corporate Task Force move on somebody like Genesis Intermediate?
Right, because, I mean, even if nothing much happens, it certainly calls attention to that little corner of organized crime, or that nexus, that little corner of the room where international drug traffickers meet the mob, meet organized crime, meet money launderers from the Caribbean, and, you know, and they all go out to the reservation together and found a casino.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so this guy, Robert McCallum, I mean, not only was he at Yale with GW, but he's a fellow member of Skull and Bones, class of 68. And not only that, but just to put the icing on the cake, this is where I fade in the Twilight Zone music. He also attended Oxford University as a Rhodes Scholar in 1971, so presumably some of his genital organs could have been in the very same inner intimate female recesses of some pretty young UK co-eds as Mr. Bill Clinton when he was over in Oxford University. I mean, this
just goes round and round.
And
lucky for him, if he was, apparently membership in Skull and Bones, who knew, is required for certain chokehold positions in the U.S., like your competitor in the presidential race.
Mm-hmm.
I wish someone had told me so I could have looked for parents who had come over on the Mayflower or earlier and settled into the opium trade that flourished on the East Coast back in the 1830s to the 1850s, that was the foundation of so many of the fortunes that we're discussing today.
Oh, what a pretty day. Rain and wind that came soon went away. Just like my love, ooh, but she'll come back someday. Feels like a lost old love, my girl. And my hand blown away. I what was wrong, but what was right. Such a pretty day, that rain and wind that came soaring away. Just like my love, but she'll come back someday.
Question is, is why did he indict him at all?
Why did he indict him at all? What?
You know, I mean, despite the fact that the man may be obviously guilty to a blind man, you know, why?
I mean, well, yeah, he hasn't personally indicted now, but he heads up the corporate fraud section, which went after Genesis Intermedia, and presumably, as head of it, if he was disapproving of moves being made on Genesis Intermedia, well, the person involved would have found themselves a sudden transfer to the North Pole. So, yeah, why did he let that go ahead? Are they burning Adnan Khashoggi? Are they going to burn him?
How would I know? You know, I have to stay away from speculation like that because I would have no way of knowing anything like that. It's just beyond me. I think we have to proceed from the facts as we understand them. And one fact is that Genesis Intermedia is a company that was used in ways like BCCI, perhaps. I mean, it was used as a conduit to fund other things.
Yeah.
And it was in Tampa, Florida. And Tampa, Florida is one of the centers of intrigue pre-9/11, as is Orlando. And God knows where all this is leading. But it's, you know, as far as you and I in our conversation here about Genesis Intermedia, it's only interesting in how it may eventually lead us to an understanding of what happened on September 11th.
Yeah, however, I do think, you know, this is going to go beyond perhaps the kind of discussions we've been having, which are rare on these kind of discussions that we have about this, because this move now against Courtney Smith, well, there's a lot of media interest in the whole idea of journalists who are not what they appear to be, commentators who are not what they appear to be. So the Genesis story is going to get a lot of attention more than it would normally have.
I'm absolutely, I couldn't be more pleased.
Yeah.
Because the more we learn about this, the more it looks like Watergate all over again. The more we learn about it, the more we see that we are entering the labyrinth, the Minotaur's cave. And if we follow the trail of breadcrumbs long enough, we'll come, you know, to the face of the guy behind the curtain, the face of the guy that makes the earth revolve the way it goes around.
Yeah.
Instead of the other way.
Well, it is complex. I mean, because at one level you could sort of, you know, knee-jerk reaction is, oh, great, you know, the stuff is coming out, the dirt's coming out on Genesis Intermedia, and this is an SEC move. But you find that that's following on from a 2003 move by a corporate task force run by a guy who's a skull and bones attendee at Yale with George Bush. And we know that Genesis Intermedia has been a vehicle for the Reagan-Bush rogue CIA group.
I don't understand what politics is like on that level.
Yeah.
I mean, was 9/11 Bin Laden double-crossing his partners in the U.S., or was 9/11 Bin Laden carrying out his partners in the U.S.'s wishes? You know, is there a faction in the U.S., you know, intelligence and hierarchy that is anti-Bush?
Mm-hmm.
Are there rebel intelligence officers out there? Is there a rebel alliance? If there is, you know, the last thing it would want to do would be to surface.
yeah, exactly.
Because they'd bring up the Death Star right away.
Well, I mean, it does, you know, there's a lot of evidence that indicates there are rogue former intelligence elements. They're currently active, they've no morals, And not only are they criminals and linked to criminals, but they also have really good intelligence and psychological operation smarts.
And they tend to be funny people.
I mean,
if you've ever talked to, there's a guy named retired Lieutenant Commander Al Martin, who was an Iran-Contra insider. And he went public with a lot of interesting information, almost all of which looked to have the ring of truth to me. But his reason for talking was just killed me. I asked him how come he'd been outspoken and talked, and he said that when Iran-Contra hit, there were 5,000 operatives out there, and there hadn't been time for all of them to get their briefcase. And I was naive enough to have to ask, you know, like, what do you mean? So he didn't get his briefcase, he told me. And so now he was making waves until somebody heard him.
Yeah.
Or until he had wreaked some rough justice out of the situation. So this is great news, Fenton. I am so happy to see that Genesis in the media is going to surface as an issue, because you pull it up by its roots and you're just going to see some amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, who knows what's going on? We'll have to use our judgment, discretion, proceed carefully. Maybe that move in 2003, they were taking out D'Angelo because he was the weakest link, as they say, and that was the reason for the move.
Listen, but I wouldn't call Kenny D'Angelo the weakest link anywhere near him.
Well, maybe he was a very strong weak link.
I've never seen him or met him, but he's from New Jersey, and it's just I wouldn't go there.
Well, listen, thanks for taking the time out just for an initial reaction to the development in the Genesis Intermedia story. I know it's one you've been on to. I'm sure it's one you're going to be revisiting on the website, madcowprod.com. And congratulations, Dan, and let's hope we get a bit of truth out of this.
Yeah, we will. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. I have no doubt. This is great news, Finn. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Okay, maybe we'll touch base on this in a few days' time.
Or in a day or two.
Yeah, okay.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Dan. And what can I say? It's great to chat with Dan, as ever. We have only scratched the surface of this issue, and we will return to it with Dan in a couple of days' time. But it certainly is one of the most promising lines of inquiry we have on the 9/11 issue right now. However, the world doesn't stand still, and there are just too many issues and so little time. Nevertheless, I'll be back tomorrow to spend a little more time, and I do hope you can take the time to join me then. In the meantime, for breakfornews.com, this has been Fintan Dunn reporting.
Happiness, more or less, it's just a change in me, something in my liberty, on my mind. Happiness, coming and going, I watch you look at me, watch my fever growing, I know just where I am. But how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind, but I'm a lucky man with fire in my hands. Happiness, something in my own place. I'm steady naked, smiling, I feel no disgrace. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me, watch my people going. I know just who I am. How many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you understand. So
changing the something in my liberty. Body changing the something in my liberty. It's just a genuine something in my liberty.